For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella Christian High School track and field junior Carson Breon, I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS. Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Carson Breon, a Pella Christian High School junior, soon to be senior, who I had the pleasure of talking to earlier this year several times, for his state swimming qualifying and then was hoping to run track this year. What was your initial response, Carson, to losing the spring season and that opportunity to be out on the track with your friends?
Well, I think the first thing that kind of made me sad was just knowing that all those seniors were going to miss out on their track season, because I'm good friends with a lot of them, and just knowing that they might not get to go to a state track or get some of those big opportunities that they would with track, it's just tough to see them lose that. But also, I mean, there's also a sadness in myself, but I also at least get to have that next year, which I know some of the seniors don't get, which is just tough to know. But it's just tough all around.
Well, and you were coming off, when I talked to you at state, right before the state swimming meet, you were coming off hoping that you were going to make some big strides on the track this year. What were the things that you were hoping to improve on this season, especially after having the success you did in swimming and having that opportunity to compete on a big stage?
I don't know. I was just hoping in 100 hurdles and 400 hurdles or 110 highs to just improve my times from last year, because I was pretty close to getting into state last year, just I think less than a second in both events. So I was hoping to improve my times and hopefully get to state this year. But I mean, can't now with all this stuff, but that's okay.
I've asked a few hurdlers from Pella and Pella Christian about this question. How does one prepare for the hurdles when you don't have access to a track and when you don't have access to the hurdles that you would normally use? Because there was a time where they thought that you might have a season.
It's tough to it's hard to think of a way to prepare for it without the hurdles and the track, because a lot of hurdles is just getting the technique, and that comes from experience of doing them, with whether it's just a technique of standing by a wall with a hurdle and practicing each leg at a time, or experience with running the 400 hurdles themselves in practice. It's tough to get that when you don't have the materials to receive that.
Even as a swimmer, I'm guessing your access to a pool has been difficult as well.
Yeah. I like to keep swimming even throughout the off season, because that's the way you get better, is not just swimming within the season. So it's been tough to not be able to have a pool, and just, I don't know, just all around all sports, just not being able to continue them has been kind of tough within my personal growth as an athlete.
Well, and when you think about having a senior season coming up, you know, what are the ways then what are the ways that you try to stay in shape, and what are the ways that you try to stay connected with teammates or coaches, knowing that you can't do what you traditionally do? Like if you wanted to go see your coach at the pool, normally you could just go drive to the pool and go see them, or at the track, you know, you'd have practice or whatever it is. How are you trying to prepare yourself for a senior season, knowing that you could have some potentially special moments getting to state in both sports?
I guess, I've just been trying to keep in shape at home with running and lifting at home. And then also it's been nice with all these online resources to stay in touch with people like coaches and other co-athletes that I'm with.
And what are some of your goals for your senior season as you start thinking about what could be, assuming we do have competition?
I mean, all in all, my goals are just to beat my best from last year. But I guess in terms of real goals, I would like to maybe get to state in more events in state swimming, and maybe get to see state in track, on the track side of things. Get to go with the hurdle events next year. That'd be really cool to participate in that.
Well, you're a busy guy outside of athletics too. The other thing I talked to you about, we actually just got done with an interview with theater, and you were an all-state musician last year as well. And I imagine those are still big parts of your life. Go ahead and let our listeners know what it means to be able to have that balance and to try and be and exceed and excel in the fine arts as well.
I mean, I think the fine arts are one of the greatest things that I'm in. I love music so much. It's, I don't know, it's just provided me with that opportunity to do something just other than sports. I think it's really healthy to participate in lots of different activities. And it's really blessed me as just getting to experience different groups of people and different sides of high school. And I don't know, I'm just really excited to hopefully have the all-state next year and just continue balancing things. And it's, I don't know, it's just a great opportunity to be be able to do so many different activities and meet so many different people through them.
Once again, for this Spring Sports Spotlight about Eagles, track and field junior Carson Breon, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.